This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, much to cover again today. We're going to be talking about the modern definition of a hater. Well, that's all you have to do is tell the truth. During the times of universal deceit, tell the truth, and telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. Well, you know what? Then bring on the revolution. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And there's a righteous way of doing it and a lawful way of doing it, and there's an unrighteous way and an unlawful way of doing it. And what you're putting up with today is in an unrighteous and an unlawful manner. And it's time for the lawful to stand up and do the job the right way, and that is lawfully. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. I want to lay to your candor again, because on this radio program, we are called and commanded by the Christ who said to beware of the leaven of the Herodians. That's corrupt doctrine of corrupt government. He also told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, religious hypocritical doctrines. And so I want to lay this to your candor, because this came across my desk this morning, early this morning. And again, it only proves the point that we are dealing with a neutered individual that calls himself the President of the United States of America. Regardless of what he says, let's pay attention to what he does. The former president, the former plant, the former foreign agent, Barack Hussein Obama, can get away with cheating and creating and committing the act of treason against we the people. In the present, this criminal, Barack Hussein Obama, is being laid charge with the American finger being pointed to his face as the one that's responsible for creating much of the turmoil in what you're seeing today. Yet the current president acts as if he is not the commander-in-chief. Interestingly enough, we just hit on this a couple days ago, but here we have something to highlight once again. The commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, Mr. It's So Easy, just recently said about the statues that are coming down in this country. He tweeted out these words. Three separate tweets. Here's the first one. Sad to see the history and culture of our great country being ripped apart with the removal of our beautiful statues, our statues and our monuments. That's the first one. The commander-in-chief also tweeted, "Can't change history, but you can learn from it." Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson. He tweeted out, "Who's next? Washington, Jefferson?" He goes on, "So foolish." The third tweet by President Donald Trump, the commander-in-chief, said, the beauty that is being taken out of our cities, towns, and parks will be greatly missed and never able to comparably be replaced. This is the president of the United States of America. Now keep in mind what I said first. Barack Hussein Obama is being accused of, and the likes of his Communist Party, anything anti-American, and all of his little minions that are along with him for the ride. Read John 8:44 when you read him, get a moment. He's being accused of the turmoil that's being caused in the present. He's the one creating, saith the American people, the turmoil in an attempt to create the domestic insurrection that the communists within need through diversion so they can attack from without. Don't doubt me. Well, the president of the United States acts as if he is not the president of the United States of America and gives way to the crimes of those that he said he would lawfully deal with on the presidential campaign trail. How do you justify that, Trumpites? This is just the tip of the iceberg. Yesterday we were talking about how the State Department within the United States of America is entertaining Hamas-tied care. Since when did they have a legal standing to meet within our government, friends? Who gave that to them? I thought all this was being changed. I thought all this illegal immigration coming into the United States of America was going to stop with Barack Hussein Obama, when in fact we go to the State Department statistics and find out that it's doubled under Donald Trump. Go to their website. You can see for yourself. What's happening is exactly the opposite of what you're being told. And see, this is the danger of taking men for their word rather than paying attention to their deeds, or let me add, according to what's going on here, in action. I'll say it, but I won't do anything. He's acting as if he's neutered. America, I want to say this, and I want you to listen carefully to me. It's absolutely astounding to me that people can sit back and attempt to justify who they praise and worship through inaction. It's absolutely amazing to me. And when the American people begin to understand that we are to do what is commanded by judging men by their fruit, we are not going to go to sleep, we're going to wake up. Things have been getting worse, not better. And I told you this was going to happen. In a republic, said Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, every citizen of a republic, Article 4, Section 4, must watch for the state as if its liberties depended upon his vigilance alone. That means every individual in this country. Let me read it again. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, every citizen of a republic, which we are, must watch for the state as if its liberties, depended upon his vigilance alone. When you pay attention to what's going on here, you have people like that of Hillary Clinton that say one thing, and when we know her by deed, we find out that she does exactly in stark contrast to what she said. She's a wicked, wicked Jezebelian, is what she is. Matter of fact, it's interesting to note, friends, that Robert Byrd, there's a picture out there all over the internet where she's kissing Robert Byrd. He was a senator, the longest standing senator in the history of America, said, I shall never fight in the armed forces with a Negro by my side. He said, rather I should die 1,000 times and see Old Glory trampled in the dirt, never to rise again, than to see this beloved land of ours become degraded by racial mongrels, a throwback to the blackest specimen from the wilds. So these are the very people accusing you of the crimes that they are guilty of. I'm going to tip off on some more of this when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out those websites. Google wants to bar us. They want to censor us. The people say otherwise. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do check out those websites. They interact one with another. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one, Bradley Dean one double E. And folks, I want to let you know that if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. It's the radio show where people have not much to say in contrast, because we are making reference to the Word of God in the contrast, and the contrast to the leaven of the Daily Conservative, which are yesterday's liberals. So in other words, there's really not a lot to say back, is there? No, because facts are stubborn things, and facts and truth demands a response. And a lot of times when you give them the facts and the truth, folks, people cannot respond in a negative way. So therefore, there's little debate here on this radio show. We are sticking with what the Word says in the Constitution. Period. End of story. We go on. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Why is that? I don't know. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And how prevalent is that today, especially in this country, folks? And it's really a sad thing to say. But again, I say this quite often, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And again, we see that as very prevalent today in this country. I also want to give a shout out to our friends out in Memphis, Tennessee. I love it. We now have 83 affiliates across this country, shaking, rattling, and rolling. Folks, again, those that understand that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. There's a lot of people out there that are in the fight. And, of course, when we are condemning crime, we are in it together. When we are justifying that which is righteous and living for the price paid, 2 Corinthians 5:15, I'm speaking to the choir, and I appreciate it. Now, there's other people that want to listen in, and they want to condemn the truth. Well, I got the lines open for you if you'd like to jump in at any time, and we'd love to hear from you. Lay it out there. There's also 53 countries outside of the 83 affiliates in the United States that are listening. KWAM 990 AM and 107.9 in Memphis, Tennessee. Again, KWAM 990 AM and 107.9 in Memphis. We appreciate you. We thank you for your trust, and we will do our best to never let you down. All righty. Let's get this going here. I was sharing with you right before the break during the first segment how, well, you see those individuals that condemn the crimes, yet they're the ones that are actually perpetuating the crime, like that of Hillary Clinton. These are the first people to condemn racism, which, again, is a word created from Leon Trotsky, who was a part of Joseph Stalin's murderous regime of his own people, by the way. He came up with the word racist to browbeat dissenters. So, in other words, if you don't agree with them, then condemn them. Condemn them to obedience to the will of the unlawful, if that makes sense. But that is a fact. The word racist, it isn't true. Don't get caught up into the debate, because it is a created word. In saying that, we have the likes of Hillary Clinton and others today that are condemning the crimes of the racist. Well, it's interesting. I have a picture in front of her, with her kissing none other than Senator Robert Byrd, who has a statue that sits, friends, inside of, believe it or not, his statue stands in the halls of Congress. He's a member of the KKK, the Democratic Party, which created the KKK, of course. He was the one that filibustered the Civil Voting Rights Act for 60 days, and he was the longest-serving senator in U.S. history, who is now burning in hell where he belongs. We know them by their fruits. And he was eulogized by none other than the criminal foreign stand-in plant, Barack Hussein Obama. He said, "I shall never fight in the armed forces with a Negro by my side." He said, "Rather I should die 1,000 times, now listen carefully, and see Old Glory trampled in the dirt, never to rise again, than to see this beloved land of ours," he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, "become degraded by race mongrels, a throwback to the blackest specimen from the wild." Oh, folks, the smell of criminal hypocrisy that Americans tolerate is absolutely astounding to me. Yes, you're dealing with the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama today and the likes of Hillary Clinton. Oh, wait a second. I'm not done yet. We have another one. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we now have the FBI, yeah, right, reopening a search for Clinton Lynch tarmac meeting records. America, do you ever take the time to take a step back and ask yourself, what was the conclusion of all these reopened or these opened investigations concerning the crimes of those that serve we the people? You ever notice that they all come to naught? Nothing ever becomes of them? No, because they're appeasing the American people. They want you to be led to believe that they themselves are doing their job. And the only job that they're doing, friends, is protecting their own. They're they are definitely the wolf in the chicken's coop, and there is no getting around it, folks. Again, judging them by their fruits, Matthew 7:13. Now, 16, forgive me. I want to talk about this really quick, because before I get to my topic, when you look at what's going on in this country, a post just came up right before I got on the radio show, and it was smack on. People are beginning to slowly wake up as to who the responsible party is concerning what's going on in this country concerning their crimes. It was a post of James Comey, Barack Obama, Mitch McConnell, Charles Schumer, George Soros, Maxine Waters, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Paul Ryan, and others, friends. Nancy Pelosi, the list goes on. And it says on the top of this post, it says, proof you don't have to fly a plane. Proof you don't have to fly a plane into a building to destroy a nation. with all these politicians on the cover of this post. Listen again. Proof that you don't have to fly a plane into a building to destroy a nation. Now, of course, I said all these names, and this is just a handful of the criminals that are highlighted on a daily basis across the boards in this country for their crimes against we the people. And, of course, people want to blame them for the crimes that they commit. And of course, they are guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, no getting around it. But I've shared with you in the past, before I finish this post here, I want you to think about this. In the eyes of God, who is the responsible party? The individual that commits the crime, or the person that stands back, like the 318.9 million Americans that stand back and watch the crimes of less than 1.7%? Who are the criminals? In the sight of God, both are. Both are. Proof you don't have to fly a plane into a building to destroy a nation. This is what I want you to think about. What these above said criminals that I just highlighted on the radio have been allowed to do to this country has far surpassed what a foreign enemy could have dreamed of doing. Let me say it again. The corrupt politicians that have been given a pass by the apathetic and tolerant in this country has far surpassed what any foreign enemy could have ever dreamed of doing. Just think about that. And we've hit on this in so many different angles. And again, what it comes to is saying it a different way, but saying the same thing. But remember Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him? I mean, he was a tyrant of tyrants, friends. But he said America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. That's exactly what's happening. Americans, you can't complain about corrupt politicians if you tolerate those corrupt politicians. Because these corrupt politicians that you tolerate and that you're apathetic towards concerning their crimes, you know, it wasn't Abraham Lincoln that said, when you should protest, you remain silent, and that makes cowards of men. That's exactly right. But is it not a recompense to the people that tolerate the crimes of these corrupt politicians? Because this post is spot on. Proof you don't have to fly a plane into a building to destroy a nation. Nope. Just tolerate corrupt politicians. Because what these corrupt politicians have been allowed to do in this country has far surpassed what any foreign enemy could have dreamed of doing every step of the way. It's time to wake up, friends. We're going to come right back, and we are going to hit our topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arch EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley Dean. We have Fred calling from Sydney, I believe, Australia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Oh, pretty good. Is that you, Bradley?
Yes, I am. How are you? And you're Fred, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Did you get my email?
I did not.
Oh, I'll send you an email just to give you an example of what we have to go through here in Australia. If you think things are tough over there.
Oh, wait a second, Fred. Are you the one that sent the police or against the citizenry?
Yes, the Senate, the Parliament.
Yes, you go ahead and shoot away. Go ahead and shoot away, my friend. Let America know what's going on over there.
All right, well, I'll give you an example. At least you have freedom of speech of quite a lot. Here we don't, apart from all the affirmative action. We had a popular parliamentarian, a senator, a female senator, and she stood in parliament. She walked in with a burqa. Nobody knew who she was. Sat down, took it off, and everybody gasped, and she asked to the Attorney General, will you legislate to ban the burqa in parliament and the banks? And he was incensed, looked at her with an aggressive, evil look, and threatened her with what I quoted to you. I warn you, you better be careful what you say in case you offend the religious liberties of other Australians. I've got the precise quote on the email for you. So you've got the ruling class then stood up and clapped the Attorney General, and he even tried to fake cry like your politicians do over in in your Congress. So we've got a situation that the far-extreme media is totally with the corrupt politicians, and it's very difficult to fight them because we get the information from the Internet, basically, and the mainstream media, far-extreme media, just opposes us and just presents lie after lie after lie. So the average person who's uneducated and uninformed, they just take the word of the far-extreme media. So then you have a civil war. Everybody who follows the far-extreme media thinks that everybody else is a crazy, nasty racist. And you get what happened in Virginia. In Australia, the average person thinks that they're all racist, that the peaceful demonstrators that were trying to preserve the statue were all racist. And you can see by the email that I sent to the radio stations, I called everybody here, radio stations, parliamentarians, and they're all fraudsters, liars, and cheats. It's incredible.
That's right. And see, what's happening in America, my friend, is the fact that they are going to suffer every abuse before they listen to the likes of you, my friend. And by the way, thank you for taking the time, not only for just calling and sharing with America, because prevention is better than cure, America, but also thank you for the email. I do have it in front of me right now. Let me add to what Fred just said, America, and 53 countries. If you're not careful, the newspapers and the media will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. And it's something, in going to what you're talking about now, Fred, it's interesting to note that I've continuously blown the trumpet from the housetop, continuously on a daily basis for the last 15 years, concerning who the responsible party is for the crimes that are being committed against us. And you continuously see the cycle of corrupt politicians in the media, hand in glove, being used to browbeat and assault anybody that would dare stand up and speak out against the crimes of those that they mean to expose. I will give you the last word, my friend.
Well, we have to be very careful because we're very, very, very close to what happened in the Soviet Union and Germany. So in 1906, the women created the Women's Congress after being brainwashed by the Marxists and the communists. So a couple of years later, after a lot of chaos and murder in the streets, the revolution didn't work. They tried it again second time and it worked. And within a couple of years, they killed 10 million Christians. So
yep,
the Christians
right.
were the ones, of course, that argue what is right and what is wrong. So you ended up having perversions, sex education to children in Germany, in the Soviet Union, and now every Western country. Total perversion, 24 hours a day on the television. So we're very, very, very close. Somebody has to come up with an idea of what to do to stop it. Because you're in the middle of a civil war. You are in a civil war.
That's right.
There aren't tanks, but it is a civil war. So I can't see it improving. So somebody's going to come up with a genius idea.
Well, my genius idea, my friends, is what to do in a time of crisis is the same thing that our forefathers taught us to do. Stand up, call upon the name of the Lord God, who said, ask of me and I shall show you great and mighty things in which you know not. If he was who he says he is on the behalf of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Elijah, Samuel, all the way down to Samson, all the way down to the end of the book in Revelations, Genesis from Revelations, I'll tell you what, that's the bet I'm going to take and that's the chance I'm going to take. But I want to tell you what, he has proven himself faithful over and over and over again, that he is willing to give his people the victory if they're willing to stand up and fight. They will understand Chronos and Kairos moments if they trust in the living God, my friends. And you fall short when you go any other directions. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. That's John 14:6, and so on and so forth. So, my friend in Australia, I totally appreciate you. I thank you for your courage. And I thank you for standing up with me to warn my own country as to where we're at and what it is that we need to do and who it is that we need to deal with to right the wrongs in our prospective country. So God bless you, my friend. Folks, I want to get over to the modern definition of a hater. the modern definition of a hater today, because it's been watered down, the definitions, and, you know, when you look at the revised versions of love and hate, you know, they're trying to make hate love and love hate and, you know, backwards just to confuse you. But they want you to think the opposite in the way, in the manner that you should. And I'll tell you what, who's been teaching you that for a long time in this country is the professed church in America. And they've been preaching a false love and a false grace far too long in this country. And quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm sure many that are listening today are sick and tired of it as well. I'm just getting a thought here. And I want you to hear this. This is by William Booth. He was the one that was responsible for saying the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, and salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Is that what we're dealing with today? You better bet your bottom dollar. But I'll tell you what, instead of fearing the consequence of evil men, let's fear God. Because when we fear God, we don't fear the face of man. And when we don't fear the face of man, it means we fear God. And the only problem that we're going to have is how is the enemy going to be dealt with by the living God who does not tolerate his children or is anointed to be touched by the evil ones. You would think that they'd have enough common sense to understand history, but if they want to go ahead and test their steel against the living God, let them go ahead and do it. In America, I say let their cruelty swell our ranks in the process because they are. Now let's go on with this, friends. During times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. George Orwell said that. Now, what has been going on over the last couple weeks in this country, America, the communists are doing their best to stir up domestic insurrection, indeed, without a doubt. I mean, look to Charlottesville. Remember the corrupt media and corrupt politicians cannot let a good crisis go to waste? Remember Mr. Fish, Dead Fish, Rahm Emanuel from Chicago, the corrupt mayor there? He was the one that was responsible under Barack Hussein Obama for saying that never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, I'm telling you what, the media is capitalizing on that, isn't it? America, take the time to see if they're paid provocateurs. America, take the time to see who the people are that the media is using. Now, talking about the corrupt media and corrupt politicians who cannot let a good crisis go to waste, to what we see happening today, to the tearing down of a national statue, several of them, as a matter of fact. And I shared with you during the first segment that the neutered president stands by and posts on his Twitter account that it's sad to see the history and culture of our great country being ripped apart with the removal of our beautiful statues and monuments, said the President of the United States of America. I thought it was his job to protect the American people both without and within. Of course, that's his purpose. But what good is it, America, that he says he's going to protect you from enemies without, but he doesn't deal with the enemies within? I mean, he acts again as if he's not the commander-in-chief. He posted another tweet. It says, can't change history, but you can learn from it. Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson. He said, who's next? Washington? Jefferson? So foolish. America, are you paying attention to who this is coming from? He goes on, the beauty is being taken out of our cities on his watch, on your watch, America. The beauty is being taken out of our cities, towns, and parks. They'll be greatly missed and never be able to be comparably replaced. This coming from your Donald Trump, America. The neutered president. The stand-in president. I mean, wow. The former plant and foreign criminal Barack Hussein Obama is being pointed out as to the responsible party for the present turmoil while the current president acts as, again, as if he is not the president of the United States of America. Commander-in-chief has meaning, America. Hey, just giving you the news. Don't get mad at me. Don't shoot the messenger. Deal with yourself. Deal with yourself, America. And don't sit there and tell me about what he is doing is so right, friends, when in fact he's doing the opposite through inaction, through omission of duty, dereliction of duty. He's a standby. He's on the stadium. He's in the seats right now telling the American people what the bad guys within are doing to our country. As he stands back and does absolutely nothing, but he takes the bold stand to tweet out to the American people, and sends the message why we're going to miss those statutes. Again, as if to suggest that we have no power to do anything about it. Another perfect sign of judgment upon a disobedient people in this country. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying His law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about the modern definition of a hater. Just tell the truth. We were highlighting the fact that the stand-in president, Mr. Donald Trump, was tweeting out that, you know, sympathy for the statutes and the history that's being changed on his watch, as if to suggest it's okay for the criminal Barack Hussein Obama to stir up this domestic insurrection, but suggest to the American people and conveys the message to you, America, that you have no power to do anything about it, including himself. He wants you to follow the lead. Hey, folks, this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. Elmer Davis. Now, to say all that, to say this, it's also interesting to note what's going on today is the fact that you're being diverted from, like, the KKK member, you know, Robert Byrd and his friend Hillary Clinton, which, again, stands in the halls of Congress. And don't forget about Vladimir Lenin's statue in Seattle, Washington, that the Huffington Post today said, look at this sad case of protest concerning the right. Folks, your enemies are telling on themselves every step of the way. Huffington Post, I mean, you want to talk about a immoral, you want to talk about a second-rate criminal take and a perversion on what they report, friends? There it is. You have it right there. I mean, that's treasonous. I mean, to belittle those that are willing to stand up and have a communist like Vladimir Lenin, a revolutionary, be removed, and they report it as a bad thing? America, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But this is what you're getting across the boards. Folks, they want you to forget about Vladimir Lenin's statue in Seattle, Washington. No one's tearing that one down. Nope, and it's not worthy to take the cameras and highlight the fact that there's eight brave souls, or is it more than eight? They just want you to see what you want to see, that are willing to stand up and fight the good fight the way that our forefathers did, the way Americans, the way patriots and Christians, all one and the same, do. Folks, they're telling on themselves, literally. And to think that these people are busy at work calling you, America, law-abiding American citizens, everything in the book, from haters to bigots to right-wing extremists. Folks, what they're doing when they call you a right-wing extremist is they're telling you how much they hate the laws of our constitutional republic. But we ain't asking the devil for permission to enforce his laws, are we? God's. No, we're not. They call you haters, right-wing extremists, to racists, which I highlighted earlier. I mean, folks, and what they're doing is they're accusing you of what they themselves are guilty of. I highlighted that during the first and second segment concerning the likes of those politicians that condemn the crimes, but in fact, pull the curtain back, you'll find out that they're the ones that are perpetuating the crimes. And they're a part of creating the crimes. And in America, they've been exposed so many times, I don't even know what to say to you anymore. I really don't. I mean, just think about this. They accuse you of what you are guilty of. And you know where that came from, right? That came from the propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, Joseph Goebbels. Well, I want to tell you a firsthand experience as to how this works from doing literally thousands of speaking engagements, high school assemblies, colleges, tea parties, radio, television, so on and so forth. Folks, they're simply attempting to demonize anybody that's effectual. They're attempting to demonize anyone that tells the truth. Luke 23, verse 1, read it. They did it to Jesus. They're attempting to demonize anybody that exposes them for who they are. John 15, 22. I mean, and what Americans are not paying attention to is that the fact is that they are now dealing with what the school system in this country has raised up. Those kids, those young people that the media are calling out for rioters, and we know riot is the voice of the unheard, but not in this case, it isn't good, right? But those kids, those young people that are being used to tear down those statutes are a product of what you've allowed kids to be raised up under in this country, namely in public schools, illegally through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Federal government has no business teaching your kids. That's the fruit of what you've allowed. Read Luke 7:35. Don't complain about what you raised up, America. I mean, across the country and across the country doing high school assemblies, I would take the time to show them, the young people in their in this country, their history. And I would teach them the Constitution of the United States of America. What some of you might not know is I actually got kicked out of a public school for doing so. It was awesome. Over and over and over again, the young people stand up for the truth while the few teachers and the media get together and try to demonize the truth because they want to belittle you the way Adolf Hitler did to anyone that would stand up against him by the use of media. And it's the same thing going on today. The difference is you have to take it back into the enemy's camp, regardless of what they do and regardless of what they say. Until you find something worthy of dying for, you haven't found anything to live for. And is it not true that our posterity is worth fighting for and perhaps maybe even dying for in a righteous sense, standing up against the works of evil? Well, yes, it is. Folks, did you know that I was kicked out of a school for exposing the murder of the innocent, Proverbs 6:17, namely the abortion industry's trail of blood money and mob money, because it is? And keep in mind, friends, Senate has done absolutely nothing. Your Congress has done absolutely nothing concerning the crimes of Planned Parenthood in this country. Why? Because they are capitalizing off that money. I mean, folks, these people are rewarding the righteous evil for good and hatred for love. Psalm 109, verse 5. Jesus said, "These things I command you, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." John 15, 12 through 13. And boy, oh boy, do they hate. America, since when did hate ever tell the truth? It doesn't. Love does that. Do you remember Cain and Abel? You know, it tells us in the book of 1 John 3, 12 through 13, "Therefore we are not to be as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous." And then he said, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you." See how, in contrast, the American has these people loving on Jesus when, in fact, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself? It's time to wake up, church. We are in the position that we are in today because of you. Not taking responsibility, not preaching the full counsel of God, withholding the law and the prophets. I mean, folks, we've been commanded to love our brethren. In Leviticus 19:7, it says, "Thou shalt not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in no wise hate your brother, but you should rebuke your neighbor and not allow sin to be upon him." In other words, those that are violating God's moral law, it is your job to preach out against their sin, that Acts 20, verse 21, that they may be led through the use of the law to the school, which is the schoolmaster, Galatians 3:24, to that of the foot of the cross, where it can do no more. The law condemns, grace justifies to them that believe. Remember, as Augustine rightly said, the law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. Listen to this. 2 Chronicles 19:10. Listen carefully. This is love. "And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in the cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn your brothers that they trespass not against the Lord." That you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brother. This do, and you shall not trespass. Whoa! Man, I've been taught just the exact opposite. I thought, like the modern-day church preaches, that the Holy Ghost doesn't come to convict you of your sin, righteousness, and judgment. Oh, no, friends, that's exactly what he does. See, and the condemnation belongs to those that love the darkness rather than the light. Read John 3. Read the whole of it, as a matter of fact. So, why do they hate Christians? Well, Jesus said, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify against it that the works thereof are evil." John 7:7. And we know that God is love, 1 John 4:8. Everybody says that. They just don't understand. There's a difference between reprobate love and the love of Christ, which has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. You know, it tells us in Romans 12:9 that let love be without dissimulation, a hiding under a false appearance. See a lot of that. Jesus said, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." Oh, we love you, we love you, we love you, but every opportunity we get to disobey you, we make excuses for it, and we have a preacher up there, a hireling and a whore, telling us that the grace of God covers our sin, using it as the occasion of the flesh, when the opposite is true. Grace is there to tell you to go and sin no more. Get over that obstacle, brother. Get over that obstacle, sister. Because we know the faith of the Son of God overcomes this world, because we know, as what it tells us in John, 1 John 4:4, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So let's do this thing by the grace of God. Folks, we got to take a 23-hour break. We're going to come back to this. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.